Hi, everybody. It's Martin Zender broadcasting to you from Canton, Ohio. I'm not at the edge of the bottom of the Floridan Peninsula today. I'm at my sister Kelly's house in Canton. That's right, the publisher of Stark & Hartman, Inc. I made a show for today, the day you're watching. Before I left Fort Lauderdale, because I knew I was going to be in Ohio for a few days. But I very cleverly forgot my computer charger. And Kelly doesn't have one, the stores are closed. Anyway, my computer's dead. So I'm going to have to make a video for you and put it directly up on YouTube with no intro, no editing, no nothing. Oh, this ought to be fun, huh? I was here for two reasons. I had some way overdue dental work, and my friend is a dentist, and I was in the chair this morning for 2.5 hours, getting needled, shot, sawed, ground, drilled. I got a fake tooth put in, got x-rays, molds, everything. But one of the things I wanted him to look at was this lesion inside my mouth. That was the thing I was really concerned about. And when he looked at it, at first he was not too alarmed. Until maybe 15 minutes later, I pointed out to him my lymph node. Then he got a little excited. He had a friend who's an oral surgeon. And so he called this guy and they got me in. Squeezed me in, like right after Steve got done with me, my friend, the dentist, 2.5 hours. My mouth was still numb. I drove up to North Canton to this oral surgeon and he looked at it and said, yeah, we're gonna have to biopsy that, you know? So he did, which involved another shot in the mouth. And so I'm not at my best today. Let's put it that way. Not at my best, but my sister Kelly is very hospitable. As I said, this is her house. There's some part of me that's comfortable in Ohio, in Canton. This is my hometown. And so it's very low key, which I like, because I'm really out of place in Fort Lauderdale. I'm not a Fort Lauderdale guy, you know, but there I am. I don't know what I'm doing there, but I'm there. I'm there for the weather. I just think they're going to kick me out any day. They're going to discover me. It's like, you don't belong here, and I'll be found out, and they'll kick me out of the state. That's what I'm looking forward to happening sometime. But so it's going to be 3 to 5 days. They're going to send, so the guy cut a piece out of this thing, going to send it to Ohio State University in Columbus, and within 3 to 5 days, he'll know what it is, whether it's cancerous or not. So that's something fun to look forward to. But a strange thing happened. Well, I was at the office, the second office, the oral surgeon's office, and the nurse and the doctor's name's Dr. Ash. They asked me what I did for a living. I told them I was a writer. Oh, what do you write? I told them I wrote on spiritual topics. I also was a broadcaster. And so the doctor was telling me before he put a needle this long into my cheek, he told me that he had to write a report in college and he had to do a book report. After he wrote the report, he got an A-, but the professor called him in and said, you're just giving us the facts. Can't you put a little razzmatazz on it? Can't you make it fancy? Can't you make it interesting? Can't you make it funny? And he said, I'm just too practical. I can't do that. And I said, he says, I'm a black and white guy. I said, amen. I said, black and white, that's the most important thing. Tell it like it is, doctor, tell it like it is. So we had a good rapport there with the nurse and the doctor, and the nurse, the doctor's assistant, she was gonna look me up. So I left that place. Now, I had been in the dental chair for 2.5 hours, drugged, getting just hammered, but thank God for my friend, Steve. I got a fake tooth put here. He got rid of another crown. a tooth that I lost up here still had two roots up in it. So he had to deaden that and pull those out. Then I had a crown that was cracked and he had to saw that off. And in the meantime, it was taking molds and then x-rays in between and then more anesthetic. So it was just, I feel like you got beat. And I say this with humility because so many of you have told me of procedures and operations and all this stuff that you've had to go through, and it's terrible. I'm tired of it, right? But I'm tired of hearing it. I mean, I'm tired of not hearing it. I'm tired of knowing that you have to go through this stuff too. Now, I got a taste of it myself. Not that I've never gotten a taste of it, but today was a dark day and I'm sitting there at the dentist. Now I'm worried because my friend Steve's worried. Now I'm concerned about this, you know. And you sit there in this dark place, dark mood, and you start thinking the worst. Very dark. And then I drove to this other place, and they were so kind to me, you know. At first, the lady at the reception desk, not so much. Oh, it looks like you took your time. And no, I made a beeline here. I left right after I got done at the dentist. Okay. But afterwards, very kind. I got two stitches in my mouth. That's why I'm not talking my usual way. And on top of that, my dad died right here in this house. He died right in front of this window. We had a bed in here in 2003, and I was here on this exact same spot on my knees, kissing my dad's head while he died. It's rough. You know what the weird thing is? When I was 17 years old, I took this girl out named Linda Wagner. We both went to Central Catholic High School. And when my sister first bought this house 20, 25 years ago, I thought, I dated a girl that lived on this street. And I said, this living room, it looks like the living room I came in after the date. This would have been back in 1977, 78. And Kelly said, she goes, was it on Arlington Avenue? I said, I think it was, yeah, for sure. She goes, what are the odds? All these houses look the same. And they do. Come to find out, yes, Linda Wagner did live in this house. So if someone, this is the oddness of life. I don't know what the theme of this MCTV is. Tomorrow you'll get a real show if I can get my computer fired up. But if somebody had told me 50 years ago, when I sat right over there on the sofa with my girlfriend, it wasn't a girlfriend, it was a girl I took out. One date, maybe we had two dates. If someone told me that your dad is gonna die in this room 40 years from now, so weird. And now, here I am in this same house making this video for you. But listen to what happened. I'll close with this. I can't talk much. I came out of the second doctor's place, the oral surgeon, on my way to my car. Well, before I left, I told the doctor, I said, you have a good soul. I could tell. Something really sweet about that guy. He was probably in his 60s, had a white beard. He's a very humble man, something very sweet about him. I could pick that up. I said, you have a good soul. And I told him and the assistant, I said, you two work really well together. I was getting emotional then. I was trying to hold it back because when I left that building, I let it out. I just started to weep hard. I'm like, what is happening to me? And I just said, everybody's so kind to me. Everyone's so kind to me. Everyone is so kind to me. And I don't know if it was the fact that I'm in my hometown, that I'm going to be staying at my sister's house where my dad died, that I'm going through this scary situation, that I'm in pain, that people were so nice to me who don't have to be. My friend Steve just took good care of me, got me in at this place. I mean, I'm just so overwhelmed by the kindness of people. And so kindness is a great thing. Being good to people is a good thing to do. I don't know how this video is going to turn out. I'm not even sure this thing's working. I don't know. I might just be recording from the thing. But anyway, grace and peace and love to all of you. Tomorrow you might have a real show. be kind to one another. You never know when somebody's in a dark place. Doesn't hurt to smile, no matter what mood I'm in. I swear to you, I smile at people when I can. I always say good morning to people when I'm running. Always say good morning, acknowledge people. You know, somebody might be a day away from killing themselves, you don't know. And a smile or a kind word might make all the difference for them. You never know.